This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations all across the country, as well as in the Caribbean. And a special shout-out goes to all of our military men and women listening to us right now, all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus, to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for helping keep us free and safe. A big thank you from all of us. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, thanks for all that you do. And along with our Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for all the different things that we have over there for you to take a look at. All right, joining us right now from California, and no, he hasn't burned up yet, and he doesn't plan on it, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle, how you doing?
Doing fine, Captain.
All right, and you're safe so far, right?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
All right, very good. Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the big, huge news that came out last night, about, I don't know, 8 o'clock or thereabouts, was about the Department of Justice review of the Russia probe now becoming a criminal investigation. That means the U.S. Attorney, Mr. Durham, is operating full speed ahead. He can call witnesses, he can subpoena people, and this is now a criminal investigation.
That's exactly right, and they can also have grand juries impaneled as well. And so this means, Captain, that what he's finding out obviously is leading him down the road that, wait a minute, something very, very wrong has happened here, and this gives him more power and more teeth to find out what was perpetrated on the American people. And, of course, as we know, criminal prosecutions are things that, you know, you investigate and find out if there's something going on there. And, of course, I'm sure as we'll talk about what's going on with the impeachment secret meetings, these grand juries will certainly be held in the typical way you would have a grand jury, and you don't know what happened in the grand jury because it goes on to the prosecution later on. But in this case, what Durham is finding out has got to be pretty impressive. And I will just say this as well. Some of the different news media, news networks, if this was situation was reversed, we might be hearing about it a lot, and we might be hearing about how people involved in this should be quaking in their boots. But instead, what we're probably going to be hearing is what we've already heard, and that is, do you see the government is now trying to help Trump in his campaign? I mean, it can't be more twisted
than that. That started 2 days ago because they knew what was coming.
Yep.
Now, this also tells me that the Inspector General, Mr. Dershowitz, is very close to releasing his report, which is being redacted as we unredacted as we speak, and they're trying to determine what information they can actually release to the people, because some of this stuff is classified because of who it was that was involved and what department departments and agencies they were with. For example, the CIA, John Brennan, James Clapper, with his outfit, the FBI, the DOJ, Loretta Lynch, some of that stuff is classified material, and they really can't release it. But I'm sure we're going to hear more than we think. And the names that I just mentioned are all names that I do believe right about now, especially Brennan. He's probably sitting in a hot chair, and he's going to be throwing a lot of barbs the other direction. But in the meantime, I think they're coming after him like a freaking bulldozer going after a tree.
Well, I think you're right. Yes, that's right. Inspector General Michael Horowitz, his report, and of course, just like in the Mueller report, there are some things that have to be redacted because of national security. The Democrats all thought the smoking gun was in the redactions, and of course it wasn't. But the big takeaway here, though, of course, is that we know President Trump did not collude with Russia, et cetera, et cetera. But we are trying to find out about a group of people, some in the FBI, some in the intelligence community, it would appear. These people seem to want to create the narrative and help a campaign and accuse President Trump of working with Russia, when in reality this is where the Russian dossier came from in the first place, through these hijinks, as it were, the other side of the Trump campaign, the Hillary campaign, to be exact.
That's right.
And so we're going to find out more how this actually came about. The American people will want to know exactly what happened, and I think this is the first big step to doing that.
And Mr. Horowitz, when he releases his report on his findings about the FISA connections and this, that, and the other, and whether or not the judges were misled over there, which apparently they were. I mean, you don't have to be a brain surgeon to figure that out. But in the meantime, Alan Dershowitz, who's one of the sharpest legal minds in the country, has said no and no to President Trump's impeachable offense. There is nothing that he's done that he could be impeached for, especially when it comes to abuse of power, because there is no such thing.
No, there's not, and that's even a more nebulous kind of a terminology. We understand that they're going to try to focus on quote-unquote abuse of power and obstruction, two things that they're not going to be able to make because, as you said, there's nothing
there. It's not a crime.
Exactly, but it is. For them, they believe it's a political tool. If they can say it loud enough and long enough, people will say, oh, yeah, we got to impeach this guy.
Yep, well, hold that thought. And folks, they keep trying to think that the more they wear this on, the more they wear this on, it's going to tear down from President Trump's base. It's actually not doing that, not at all. All right, we'll be right back with more. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Thank you. These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah, and we got a lot of news coming in the days and weeks to come. You're going to love this one because there's some people that have been ringing the telephone lines off the hook and some really good news coming your way. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. And if you're struggling with severe nagging pain, my problem is arthritis, and it does get painful from time to time. Matter of fact, I took a packet of Relief Factor about 2 hours ago, around midnight my time, and I'm feeling a whole lot better right now. As someone just said, energized. But if you've got arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, muscle aches, whatever the deal is, let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away, because many people, including myself, have found relief in just a couple of weeks of use, and you know, away you go after that. You know, you just take the initial 1995 3-week quick start. You take it 3 times a day, follow the instructions, do it just the way it says to do it, and at the end of a couple of weeks, 3 weeks at the very most, you'll know if it's going to work. If it does, great. If it doesn't, you're only out $20 and you go back to doing whatever you were doing. In my case, I was taking Mobic and Flexeril. It gave some side effects to me, and I didn't like the side effects, so I said, nope, can't do it. And I wound up doing this, and this has worked ever since. That's all I can tell you. It works for me. Hopefully it'll work for you. And about 80% of the people that order it by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, about 80% of the people that go there stay on it. So it's working. That's all I can tell you. Again, the 1995 3-week quick start, the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, I want to set this segment up. I want to play Matt Gaetz, who was on MSNBC yesterday with Holly Jackson. Now, I'm not familiar with who she is because I don't watch MSNBC, but here's an audio clip of them going back and forth talking about the Republicans, and, of course, they went down and visited Mr. Schiff at his secret meeting room, right, down in the basement. They called it the dungeon. But anyway, here's the way it started out, his interview with her.
Thanks, Holly. My IFB wasn't really clear. Did Jackie Speier identify my race and my gender in the context of my activities as a member of Congress yesterday?
I think you heard her soundbite. I want to give you the chance to respond. Go ahead.
Well, no, did she say it was that we were a bunch of white men? What does the fact that we are white men have to do with our desire to represent the millions of constituents that we serve? I mean, I was deeply offended by that. Like, when Jackie Speer walks in a room, I don't sit there and say, you know, a white woman came in, or when someone of a different race or ethnicity comes in. This is the type of identity politics from the left that seems to permeate any substantive or procedural argument that they make. And it's sickening to me that that is how we would be thought of. The people we serve are diverse. And it's just, it's really kind of sickening.
Now, what do you think about that exchange?
Well, it certainly is very incendiary.
Gender identification. They're doing this political correctness, run amok stuff again. And this is not what America is about. I'm sorry.
Well, no, it's not. But you see, that's the thing. You know, we're not talking about, the people out there. These folks aren't talking about substantive issues. They're relying on the identity politics to call attention to someone's ethnicity, whatever that may be. And I always think, Captain, once somebody does that, they've kind of lost the argument, you know, because we've got to talk about the ideas, not the skin colors.
Yeah, and this is the interview went downhill from there, because here's what happened with the next discussion back and forth between the two of them.
But this is the new Adam Schiff strategy.
Your
leak
colleagues can
cross-examine
him. Your
right,
Republican colleagues have been in the room
of those questions and answers. Right,
So you don't trust your Republicans on these committees?
No, I want to see the consequence of their work, right? Like, it's not, it's they put out their opening statement. We engage in cross-examination. You want to ask me about the opening, but I don't have the benefit of the cross-examination to be able to test the allegations made in the opening statement. And that is all by design. It is not an accident that you and I are here having this interview on terms that are very favorable to the Adam Schiff theory of the case, because when John Ratcliffe asks questions that I think poke holes in the allegations that Taylor made, we don't get the benefit of those, because you know what? They weren't leaked.
I love it. Now, Matt Gaetz is a Florida congressman, Florida Congressional District number 1, which is up there on the Georgia and Alabama border, runs up there in the panhandle.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, because he's talking about this idea, you know, again, you know, Adam Schiff is just going to say stuff, evidently.
Yeah.
We're supposed to disbelieve it. And it kind of reminds me, Captain, you know, long ago, people would make accusations, you know, back in the olden days. You know, I saw so-and-so consorting with the devil, that kind of thing. And we know where that led. But even in more recent history, in the Soviet Union, all you have to do is denounce someone. And they got to prove somehow, and the kangaroo court, that they aren't a secret agent or whatever the case may be. We're seeing exactly the same kind of thing happening here. You know, it's interesting, Captain, though, isn't it the Washington Post that tells us that democracy dies in darkness? Well, it's pretty dark in Adam Schiff's dungeon, I should
think. Well, the Washington Post also said yesterday the impeachment probe may, emphasize the word may, go public in November.
Well, that's who knows about that, you know, that kind of thing. But they should be taking a vote, and they haven't done so yet.
You know why?
Well, they don't want to make these people stand out and declare a side.
They have 35 of their representatives that are in toss-up districts in red states. And they know that if they come out and vote for impeachment, that they're dead in the water, they're going to lose their seats. It's not going to happen.
Right, so this really tells me that this is more about political strategy and about elections.
It's called posturing.
Well, posturing than it ever is about finding the truth or doing the right thing to remove a bad leader.
Now, Judge Napolitano from Fox, who's a libertarian, came out and made this statement yesterday. He said, oh, by the way, the impeachment rules were written by the GOP. Well, yeah, they were, because who was the last president that got impeached?
Well, Bill Clinton, yeah.
And who was the leader in the clubhouse at that time? Yeah. It was Newt Gingrich, I believe?
And the Republicans, yeah.
Yeah, so they wrote the rules. Yeah, sure they did. Now, the other thing is the Pentagon, I believe, told their witness not to testify in the impeachment inquiry. That was the woman that they walked in on the other day?
Right. Oh, yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
And Schiff went out the back door with her?
Mm-hmm.
Wonder where they went.
Well, again, you see, they don't want to have this really be on the up and up. Now, I've heard this compared to a grand jury, but here's the thing. Just like we were talking about before with Mr. Durham, if you impanel a grand jury, we're not supposed to hear what the grand jury says.
Not a word.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because, again, they are one-sided, and we understand that as part of our system.
But they call witnesses, and both sides get a chance to ask the questions.
Right. Well, I think they do essentially, but the whole point is that even later on, we don't know what was said in the grand jury testimony per se, especially if they don't prosecute somebody.
Right.
And that was the issue in the Mueller report as well.
Yep. And a witness can always have an attorney present with them when they go into a grand jury.
Right. But see, here's the thing. What Schiff is doing, even if somehow these are the rules, I think he's not adhering to the spirit of the rules, because the American people want fairness, and they see this as fundamentally unfair.
Right. Now, the Freedom Caucus said that there's no substance for impeachment. Again, I told you about the Washington Post. Congressman Byrne, who was on television a lot yesterday, said the Dems' impeachment inquiry is a hatchet job. The White House said that the president supports the representatives interrupting the hearing when they did that the other day. CNN says Giuliani is approaching defense attorneys. Well, I guess so, because they're probably going to drag him into the middle of it. And then the GOP storming Schiff was a high school prank, according to one of the reporters at MSNBC. But then again, I question anything MSNBC does. I've had an opportunity to be on their network before, and I told them absolutely not.
Right. Well,
because they're going to go over there and try to do a hatchet job on any conservative that goes over there.
Well, sure, because unfortunately, the way that some of the infotainment has gone, it's no longer a search for the truth. And they wouldn't care if it was the truth, because they have an agenda and they want ratings. And especially with the expose that was done by Project Veritas, we know that is a big factor over at CNN, for example.
Yeah, and there was one particular host that's tried three different times to get me on her program in the afternoon, and I said, nope, I'm not interested, sorry. And she goes, well, what would it take to get you over here? I says, nothing, I don't want to come over there, I'm busy. And in the afternoons, number one, I'm just waking up, I got the cobwebs, and I'm doing whatever I'm doing, I have other things I have to do because I don't just talk on the radio. But anyway, it is what it is, because I go out and I go to different events and whatnot. But anyway, hold that thought. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us, and I'm coming right back with more. And we're going to talk about this letter that the inspector general has put out. And we're also going to get into Twitter and the New York Times again and a couple more things. So don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with a lot more in the Captain's America Third Watch Friday Morning Edition.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, South Carolina Senator Republican Lindsey Graham putting pressure on House Democrats Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi to release transcripts and audio from closed-door testimony as the impeachment inquiry rolls on.
The purpose of the resolution is to let the House know the process you're engaging in regarding the attempted impeachment of President Trump is out of bounds.
Graham telling reporters on Capitol Hill it's an illegitimate process.
It's a star chamber type inquiry, and it's a substantial deviation from what the House has done in the past regarding impeachment.
In other news, news, he's resting at home. Former President Jimmy Carter released from the hospital after falling at his house and breaking his pelvis. Carter is 95. On Wall Street, the Dow down 28 points, the Nasdaq gaining 66. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Wayne Allyn from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha, and there's my buddy Wayne Allyn Root out there in Las Vegas, Nevada, number one show on Newsmax TV, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 p.m. Catch him on the TV, Newsmax TV. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico, Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and you can go to their website, geico.com, because Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. And your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about everything that you own. They offer coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV, sea-doo, ski-doo, wanna-doo, can-doo, whatever you got, you get my drift. And they even help you with homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local Geico insurance agent. Now, go to the website Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and type in your zip code, and you'll get the name of your local agent, or you can do anything you want right there on the website, check out, get a quote, whatever you want to do. Now, before I go back to Kyle Warren, I got to remind everybody that Monday, if you like going to the movies, how'd you like to go to the movies with me? Well, I'll be at the movies on Monday, the AMC Regency 20 in Tampa at 2496 West Brandon Boulevard. The doors will open at 6 p.m. The movie starts at 7 p.m. It's the all-new No Safe Spaces movie put out by Adam Carolla and Dennis Prager. And this is an exclusive area screening. They'll have seats there for 300 people, and it's free. F-R-E-E, free. Doesn't get any better than that. You got to buy the popcorn, though. Now, you can go to either website, theanswertampa.com or theanswersarasota.com. Get your free ticket or tickets. You want to get one, you want to get 10, whatever you want to get, fine. But make sure you use them. And as I said, they're free tickets. Come and see this movie. This is an important movie. And if this does well,
okay, on the exclusive screenings that are being shown around the country, then it will be released and put out to movie theaters all across the country. This is an important movie, and if you know Dennis Prager and you know Adam Carolla and you know the things that they've done together, this is going to be a very successful event. So there you go. Now, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle, we got some people chiming in. Got to say hello to you. Ready?
Absolutely.
Got to say hello to LJ, and LJ's getting out of the cold, coming back down here. That snowbird is coming south.
Very cool.
Yeah, and then we got Catwoman and Road Dog, and they're on the highway tonight, headed back up towards Indiana. And we heard from Eric. Eric is in Albany, Georgia, getting ready to unload, reload, go to get out of there. Trucker Mark is in Warren, Arkansas. Let's see here. We've got JW, who is over in St. Pete, and we got Terry, the overnight worker up in Nashville, Tennessee, and we got Peter, who is in Wesley Chapel, Major Mac in Germany, Maria in Germany. We always like saying hello to Maria, and of course to all the truckers that are out there working tonight, traveling the highways and byways. Be safe. We got your six down here. All right, well, back to where we were at here. The DOJ, Inspector General, is apparently, there's a letter that he has sent to the Attorney General. Did you hear about that?
Heard a little bit about that, yeah.
All right, well, I don't know what was in the letter, but there's a series of events that are moving along very quickly right now as we speak. So, people, I'm telling you, over the weekend, this is going to be a real adventure with this U.S. Attorney, Mr. Durham, now getting the green light to launch a criminal investigation, because they found enough information, according to the DOJ Inspector General, to warrant a criminal investigation. Crimes were committed, and you and I have been talking about that for how long?
For many weeks, yeah, absolutely.
Many weeks, many months.
Many months, yeah.
Yeah, ever since we found out about this, said, man, somebody's got to go to jail.
Well, you know, Captain, if people go in and they lie to the judge, let's say.
To get a warrant.
Yeah, to get a warrant, then that's a crime. I mean, if regular people, in the course of a court case, they lie to the judge, they can get in very serious trouble. Well, what we're talking about here, in one of the respects, is defrauding the court in order to do something that is that is illegal or untoward under the color of authority, that is to say, as an FBI agent or a law enforcement agent, and you lie to the court in order to go spy on somebody, circumventing all the protections we have in place to spy on American citizens, for goodness sake, that's a pretty serious thing. It's not something you can just sort of wave away and say, oh, well, you know, politics or something like that. This goes to the very heart of the freedoms and the privacy that we enjoy as American citizens.
Now, I'm going to use a pun, and I'm going to use a little phrase here. Remember President Swalwell?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That phrase when it was used?
Yeah.
Well, here he is making one of his unrealistic, doesn't matter comments.
I saw, you know, in these desperate times for the president and his defenders in Congress, they took desperate, distractionary measures, but it didn't work. You know, we heard from the witness. I think it was unfortunate that, you know, I had just sat down. The witness was sitting across from me at the table. You had about 50 members of Congress already in the room, ready for this hearing. And then I saw the witness abruptly get up and leave, and then in comes all these members who are not on the committee. They've got their electronics out. They're shouting. They're screaming. And this woman, you know, she works for the federal government, just keeps her head down, wants to do her job, is defying orders from the White House to not participate. And this is what she's subjected to. But we're not going to let it deter us. We move forward. The chairman is determined to get this done fairly, but also swiftly. And they can continue the hijinks, but they're just delaying the inevitable, which is this president is going to be held accountable.
Now, you heard him say shouting and screaming.
Yeah, that's what he said, yeah.
Yeah, well, there was only one person that raised his voice, and that was the leader up front, and that was the senior ranking member, Steve Scalise, and he came in and made some sort of comment about how they demanded their right to be able to be present and hear what was going on, and then, of course, Schiff went out the back door, and the vice chairman, I guess, abruptly stopped the meeting and asked that everybody leave, and they did, but they got their point across, and that was that they, yeah, and by the way, some of the people in that group, Swalwell apparently doesn't know, some of the people in that group were actually members of the committee.
Right, well, again, see, this is the idea. Now, we heard earlier how Judge Napolitano says, well, they're just following the rules. But here's the thing. If you go back in time, you find that the other inquiries that were made, there were private interviews, but they were not done by committee members, if I recall correctly. They were done by staff members or perhaps even staff attorneys, that kind of thing, in the Nixon and Clinton investigations, basically. So they're not really following what has really come before, because Adam Schiff wants to have a secret meeting in his dark dungeon and then run over to the microphones or have somebody do that and try to put something out there that really can't be cross-examined in the open forum or anything like that. So they're simply building a political propaganda sort of show every day. And that I think, Captain, is very distasteful.
Well, here is what CNN had to say about all of this. This is just a short little clip between the commentator and Steve Scalise, who's the one, by the way, that was doing the talking, that Swalwell said shouting and screaming, but it wasn't. Here we go.
A shocking scene today on Capitol Hill, one that some Democrats say resembled a mob and the closest thing to, quote, civil unrest that they have ever seen since joining Congress. Congressional Republicans outraged is what they say is a sham impeachment inquiry launched by their colleagues across the aisle, stormed this closed-door deposition in a secure room and disrupted the testimony of the Deputy Assistant Defense Secretary. They claim that the process and not the actual testimony regarding President Trump and his behavior on Ukraine is the issue.
It should be the people of this country who decide who's going to be the president, not Nancy Pelosi and not Adam Schiff in secret behind closed doors. The millions of Americans that we represent.
Yep, there you go. That was the shouting and yelling.
Yeah, see, that's right. Yeah, but of course it's characterized by that, and of course by, of all people, Eric Swalwell. You know, quite frankly, he's still getting on camera.
He's a jackass.
Yeah, somehow he's...
How did you people out there in California elect these fools?
Well, that's a really good question.
I mean, come on, you got to take your state back. Somebody out there, with the last American leaving California, please bring the American flag with you.
You got it. Yeah.
All right, tell us how you hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. You can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We'll talk to you on the weekend show.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. We appreciate him very much, and we appreciate all the comments we've been getting here. And keep them coming. You can always talk to me on the Facebook Messenger off the Captain's America Third Watch page. So there you go. And I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
CCR, born on a bayou, bringing you back in here for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Pilot Truck Stop. That's a Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop. And if you're out there on the roads and you're traveling back and forth, don't forget that's your home away from home out there, you guys and gals out there in the big rigs and even the four-wheelers, too. You can stop by there and be taken care of very, very nicely. Now, here we go. We've got extreme fire threats, again, out in California. Kyle was telling you about the fact they were shutting the power off in Southern California near where he was at, but not where he was at, thank goodness, and up in Northern California, too. Now, there was one fire that was started yesterday. A live wire had been tied with a rope to one of the high-voltage towers that they had. Now, think about this for a minute. Tied with a rope. Now, it'd been up there for about 20 years or thereabouts, tied up, and the rope deteriorated. The wire came down, hit the ground, started arcing, started a wildfire. Well, way to go, PG&E. What are you doing using a rope to tie up a damn power line? Holy smokes. But anyway, I digress. Because you know after a while, it's going to happen. But with the strong winds and the very dry conditions out there continuing to produce extreme fire weather threats in Southern California, winds will start to decrease Friday in Northern California, but return with another system later this weekend, which is poised to come in into Northern California, Southern Oregon, and down as far as San Francisco. So you know what that's going to mean. Now, the strong cold front that's out there in the plains will continue with tropical moisture to produce heavy rain and snow in some areas. Because if you're out there on I-40 right now, you're getting some snow, especially if you're west of Oklahoma City headed towards Amarillo. There was a lot of wrecks there yesterday. I saw a video. Trucker Ed sent me a video. And, boy, it looked like they were having a real field day out there. But anyway, potential for flash flooding across the lower Mississippi Valley, because right now we've got a bunch of rain in Mississippi and the western part of Alabama. That rain is going to gradually move east. Some of it will come across Florida. But right now you've got some flood watches and flood warnings in Mississippi and east of New Orleans all the way over to the Alabama state line as that continues to move. Also, we have got some unsettled weather conditions right now coming out of Laredo towards San Antonio with some severe thunderstorms in it, as this is all part of this system that's making its way across. Now, the snow up on I-40 west of Oklahoma City towards Amarillo and in the western part of Oklahoma down into the northeastern part of Texas tonight is where that's at. You've got some really cold conditions tonight down around Fort Stockton, Texas, El Paso, up into Rio Doso through the mountains up there, over into almost to Lubbock. But you've got some really cold temperatures there tonight, and that cold weather continues all the way across New Mexico along I-10 and up into the mountains, I-25 up through Albuquerque. So you'll definitely be running with a heater out there tonight. And some mixed weather over in the southeastern corner of I-10 down to the Mexican border there just east of Tucson tonight. Looks like as if there might be some freezing rain and or sleet, and the roads are slick in that area, so be careful. Now, moving up into Wyoming, between Cheyenne and Laramie, you've got some weather there creating some winter driving conditions, if you will. Western Nebraska, you've got some high winds, a lot of wind across Wyoming tonight. Montana, quite a bit of wind there, but you've also got snow in higher elevations. 4th of July, there's snow up there right now, and you might hit the chain going over. They got the flag up there, which means usually that's change required. It's not the red flag, which means you got to put them on. It's a yellow flag, which means you have to carry them to go over the top. So that is what it is up there, 4th of July, going over that down into Idaho. And California out west, again,
the red flag condition. Not to forget about the fact there's some wind, there's some rain starting to build up around Redding, down towards the Napa Valley, which isn't a bad thing when you got fires in the area. So you might have some showers come through, but you're certainly going to have some wind rest of tonight. Now let's go over into the middle part of the United States, I-64, across Kentucky. You got rain across most of the state right now. Southern part of Indiana, rain there. Southern part of Illinois, rain there. So 57, 59, and 55, you're going to have some rain in that area. Effingham, looks like Effingham, Illinois is getting rain right now. And the southeastern corner of Missouri, you're getting rain tonight there as well. So be advised of that. And then the East Coast tonight's looking pretty good. I mean, except for some cooler temperatures, it's looking pretty good. I don't see too much of anything to bother you. And again, keep in mind that we do have that rain and that front moving across the Gulf, which is going to come across the rest of the weekend, make its way over to the East Coast, and it'll be all the way down into Florida. There'll be some rain as we move along. But next week, especially for those people coming down from Michigan, wonder who that could be, you're going to have some really great weather. Highs in the middle to upper 80s, which isn't bad. It beats 90, all that 90-degree stuff that we had, 95 and whatnot. So a little bit more seasonable, but the weather will be really nice. So welcoming the snowbirds back to Florida. And don't forget, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your Pilot Travel Center and your Flying J Truck Stop. Now, these are not your daddy's truck stops anymore because they've gotten modernized. And by modernized, I mean they've added all sorts of things. Of course, you can find parking, cat scales, the permit travel documents there to get your permits for your oversized, overheight, overweight loads, the trip packs to get your loads in time to get paid, truck washes, an audiobook rental kiosk at these truck stops, pay phones, high-speed internet kiosks, ATMs, Western Union, check cashing, get your company checks cashed there, public laundry, get your laundry done, showers, game rooms, wireless internet access inside and out in the parking lot, too, and the lounges with the big-screen televisions for professional drivers are always a treat, and those big comfortable chairs you get to sit in too. Now, don't forget, at a Pilot and a Flying J, you'll also find an Arby's or a Chester's Chicken, could be a Dairy Queen, could be a Denny's, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, a Wendy's, might even find a Huddle House, a Moe's Southwest Grill, or you can find a full-service Dunkin' Donuts, you know, that now serves breakfast, lunch, and a dinner, a light dinner, and they're not too bad with the menus they got. I got one right just down the street from me, and I stopped there a lot. Matter of fact, I'll stop there again this morning and get one of their breakfast sandwiches and one of my favorite iced coffees that they make in there. But that's Pilot and Flying J, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And if you're like Nelson, Nelson's got it down pat. You stop there and you tell him the captain sent you. You get yourself a free cup of coffee or a free drink if you got one of those mugs, and you're in like Flynn. All right. Coming back with Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, and she's got a message for everybody tonight. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with a lot more. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.